This is a CBC podcast.
The board of the Nova Scotia Health Authority recently added a few new faces, among them the board's first Black member. Professor Amusha Ray Dryden is the James R. Johnston Chair in Black Canadian Studies in the Faculty of Medicine at Dalhousie University, also an associate professor at the school, and she's on the line with us again this morning. Welcome back to the program, Professor Dryden.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to talk to you about this. As the first Black member of the Health Board, I'm wondering what questions you have as you start your term.
You know, I'm excited to be on the board. I think this is a huge opportunity. And my questions really would focus on, you know, how is the board attending to the experiences that Black people and African Nova Scotian people have with the health system in Nova Scotia? And where do we find that information in their commitments to diversity?
And what about questions about how you will help inform the plan going forward or improvements that can be made on that front?
I hope I can. I hope I have something, you know, to offer to help steer this in an effective direction. You know, so I bring with me experience in, you know, the scholarship and research side. And so the importance of using critical race theory, the importance of understanding how systems of racism work, and the importance of being able of having difficult conversations around how anti-Black racism impacts the health of Black and African Nova Scotian communities. And so it's my hope to be able to add that to the work of diversity, commitments to diversity, but add really a stated commitment to anti-racism.
It sounds like there might be quite a bit of work to be done on this front. And how hopeful are you that your knowledge, your experience will be appreciated and listened to?
I hope it'll be appreciated. But, you know, I've been doing this work for a while, and not everyone appreciates when you bring information that's difficult or hard to hear, or they don't quite understand. But that's okay. you know, my work is adding to the work that's already happened. And so I get to be able to point, amplify the voices that have already been speaking about the needs and the requirements for the health authority to better respond to Black and African Nova Scotian communities. And so if I can add my voice to that, to increase, you know, paying attention to that, that's great. And then I would also hope that in the next round of adding to the board, that there actually is an African Nova Scotian person added to the board. I think that's important, and I will continue to argue and support that inclusion.
And you say that, Professor Dryden, because you're not African Nova Scotian yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not African Nova Scotian. I am here in Mi'kma'ki and in communities of African Nova Scotians. And my research does look broadly at the experiences of Black people, Black diaspora communities, including African Nova Scotian communities. But ideally, we really want an African Nova Scotian voice and person on the board as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we see this in work, right? Sometimes they hire one Black person, and then they're like, oh, look, we're done. We don't need to have any other Black voices at the table. And what I'm hoping is that we, as the Nova Scotia Authority Board continues to diversify, that they also are committed in to including voices from African Nova Scotian communities.
And we've talked to you in the past about collecting race-based data and where Canada and Nova Scotia, in your view, needs to move on this. Is this a position from which you could argue that with some effect?
I hope so. And I'm going to. I will continue to champion and call for and demand collecting desegregated data and not just collecting it, but actually engaging in public awareness about why the data is important. Mm-hmm. And then to push that to make sure that we have collaborative governance models with communities and with government, and that we have proper analysis and assessment of that data. And that means bringing people, especially around disaggregated race-based data, that means hiring people and working with people who understand how systems of racism work to best effectively analyze the data that we collect. It's important to name that racism exists. It's important to name that racism, that systemic racism exists. And one of the ways to disrupt that is to engage in a vibrant anti-racist practice and protocols. And so this is what I'd like to bring to the board, adding my voice to others and hoping that it'll offer some effect, right? That it'll have some effect.
And how does making it that overt or declaring it a public health crisis, anti-Black racism, racism in healthcare, how does that affect change in a concrete way?
That's great, right? We've seen other jurisdictions across the country declare anti-Black racism a public health crisis. And when that happens, the response is a shift in protocol, right? So there are funds allotted to addressing how anti-Black racism as a social determinant of health impacts our lives. And it raises it on the important scale, if you will, for decision makers and for system responses. And so it's important, A, to name that there are Black people and African Nova Scotian people in Nova Scotia, and that social determinants of health impact how we are affected by pandemics, epidemics, and our overall well-being. To claim colorblindness or to claim that we're treating everybody the same actually discounts the data that we've currently collected that says that is not the case. And so by elevating this conversation, stating that anti-Black racism is a public health crisis, it demands a response from decision makers, from talking heads, to make sure that we are having a more fulsome conversation about how that is, why that is, and putting money into responding effectively to disrupting anti-Black racism.
And do you mean for patients and for people inside the healthcare system?
Absolutely. I was thinking of our other conversation not too long ago. You know, it's not just for people attempting to access care. It's also for people working in the system. And so we, you know, how do we respond when nurses and physicians and personal support workers are targets of racism? How do we intervene when the person perpetuating that racism is a patient? How do we respond to that? And on one hand, we can say we have zero tolerance, but what does that mean if we're actually not holding people accountable? Mm. And then, of course, for patients, what does it mean when a patient says, you are treating me inappropriately, you are treating me in a racist fashion, and instead of responding to that seriously, security is called, or that Black patient is told to leave a building, or they're ignored. That is not accountability. So how do we do those things effectively? This is what I'm hoping we can grapple with.
Well, you certainly have your work cut out for you. I appreciate the conversation this morning, Professor Dryden. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Professor Amisha Ray Dryden, the new member of the Nova Scotia Health Board of Directors and also the first Black member of the board.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.